Christ's ascension, I now build the hope of my ascension. This hope alone has always stilled all doubt and apprehension. For where the head is, there Christ will come and call them. Since Christ returned to claim his throne, great gifts for me obtaining, my heart will rest in him alone, no other rest remains. Still their deepest yearning. Oh, grant, dear Lord, this grace to me, recalling your ascension, that I may serve you faithfully in thanks for my redemption. And then when all my days will cease, let me depart in joy and peace, in answer to my pleading.
The congregation is invited to stand. We follow the order of service printed in the bulletin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is the light of the world.
The light that no darkness can overcome.
Stay with us, Lord, for it is evening.
And the day is almost over.
Let your light scatter the darkness.
And illumine your church.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Praise to you, O Christ, Lamb of our salvation. Clap your hands, all peoples.
Shout to God with loud songs of joy.
For the Lord, the Most High, is to be feared.
A great King over all the earth.
He subdued peoples under us.
And nations under our feet.
He chose our heritage for us.
The pride of Jacob, whom he loves.
God has gone up with a shout.
The Lord with the sound of a trumpet.
Sing praises to God. Sing praises.
Sing praises to our King. Sing praises.
For God is the King of all the earth.
Sing praises with a psalm.
God reigns over the nations.
God sits on his holy throne.
The princes of the peoples gather as the people of the God of Abraham.
For the shields of the earth belong to God. He is highly exalted.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
We pray. O God, as your only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, ascended into heaven.
So may we also ascend in heart and mind and continually dwell there with him, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. The congregation may be seated.
The first reading is from Acts chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. In the first book, O Theophilus, I have dealt with all that Jesus began to do and teach, until the day when he was taken up, after he had given commands through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. He presented himself alive to them after his suffering by many proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While staying with them, he ordered them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, "You heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now." So when they had come together, they asked him, "Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel?" He said to them, "It is not for you to know times or seasons that the Father has fixed by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." And when he had said these things, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. And while they were gazing into heaven as he went, behold, two men stood by them in white robes and said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven? This Jesus, who was taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. O Lord, have mercy on us."
Thanks be to God.
The New Testament reading is from Ephesians chapter 1, starting at verse 15. "For this reason, because I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints, I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him, having the eyes of your hearts enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his great might, that he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
The congregation is invited to stand for the reading of the gospel. The Holy Gospel from Luke chapter 24, beginning at verse 44. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures and said to them, "Thus it is written, that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you. But stay in the city until you're clothed with power from on high." And he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he blessed them, he parted from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple blessing God. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to thee, O Christ.
You may be seated. We sing hymn 610, "Lord Jesus, Think on Me." Thank you.
think on me and purge away my sin from worldly passions, set me free and make me pure within. Lord Jesus, think on me. Anxious thoughts oppressed, let me your loving servant be, and taste your promised rest. Lord Jesus, think on me. Amid the battle's strife, in all my pain and misery, oh, be Lord Jesus, think on me, nor let me go astray through darkness and perplexity. Point out your chosen way. Lord Jesus, think on me, that when this life is past, I may
The ascension of Jesus Christ is a holy, dramatic, all-encompassing event which he has done for us. He has not left us, but he serves us. He intercedes for us. He sends his Spirit. These different texts about his ascension, recording his ascension, have a lot of points and things that can comfort and guide us. Out of the three texts that we read, then I've picked several things just to focus our minds on what is this ascension of Jesus Christ and what it means to us. To start, I reread two of the verses from that Ephesians 1 passage, verses 22 and 23. And he put all things under his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Ascension's very important for us Christians to continually to remember, to continually be comforted, so that we don't have any fears, because Jesus is in charge. St. Paul recorded incredible teachings in that first Ephesians chapter 1 passage. Listen, that God worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. There's nothing left out there that Jesus is not over. He's over all things. In the world events, daily we hear things. Good and largely not so good, or even just bad. But Christ ascended into heaven shows that he is over all. And there really is nothing that he would have us fear. If we're with him, we don't have to be afraid. And as part of his church, Jesus is with us, We are a part of Jesus himself. We are his body. So the things that go on day after day, and some things get quite intense, problems or difficulties, Jesus wants us to remember we are part of him. There is nothing of his rule or of his reign that he withholds from us for his good, for our good, and his honor. Evil things may happen to us, difficult things. Illness, accident, setbacks. But these things are not outside of Jesus' control when we are in him. They may be tests to our faith. They may be a way he's giving us to be a witness. He knows why he allows these things to happen. But when we are in Christ, his ascension teaches us that he is above all things and all powers. And nothing happens to us without his okay, without his approval, because he wants us to be with him forever. That's why he died. That's why he rose. He has all power, and he wants us not to fear. Also very closely connected with his ascension is the opening of the minds of his disciples to the scriptures. He rose from the dead. His saving work to atone for the sins of the world was done. But he wanted his disciples to know and understand, and then also to teach what this was all about, what he had done. The passage from Luke 24 says, Jesus to his disciples, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. That's what Jesus wants. To open his disciples' minds to the scriptures and his apostles to start so that they would teach and write the New Testament books and letters so that also our minds might be open to the scriptures. This is his deep desire for us to know and to understand who he is and what he's done for us and that message. And it's very, very important for us to always be drawn back to his word and have him open our minds to his word. Why? Because without that understanding of God's word, other words will be spoken. Just automatically. If it's not God's word or living in his word and sharing his word, being comforted by his word, if it's not his word, then it's going to be others' words. And we know, and it's been in our Bible classes and numerous discussions lately, there's a lot of other words out in the world. And if we're not in his word and he doesn't open our minds to his word, then we're just going to share in all these other words that don't lead to Christ, that don't lead to life with God. So we need our minds open to the scriptures, because there's a lot of other words out there, but they're not saving words. They're not comforting words. But he wants us to know what he is about and how he takes care of us. He promised his disciples the Holy Spirit. And that coming of the Holy Spirit's power had a lot of things going on with it. It had those things that looked like tongues of fire on the heads of the disciples at First Pentecost Sunday. It had had them speaking different languages. It had miracles, great miracles in the early church. But when we look at his promise specifically, we see his number one priority in all these things was to be his witnesses. That was the real essence and power of the Holy Spirit, that they would be witnesses to Christ. He said in Acts 1, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses." Do you see how close that is? You will be my witnesses. The power of the Holy Spirit, and you will be my witnesses. Jesus opened the minds of his disciples and of us through them and through their writings, but also not just to keep it to ourselves, but to be witnesses to Christ. And not witnesses of how great we might be or of any miracles or something like that, but witnesses to what he has done. So we're empowered to be witnesses, and it's always instructive to remember, what is that Greek word there, witnesses? Martyr. Right then, at the time of the New Testament times, that word martyr meant to be witness or to give a testimony. It didn't necessarily mean to die for it. That wasn't the first meaning of it. But what happened was, in the early church, people died so often for being witnesses, the word and the term of martyr came to mean dying for the faith. And so in our day and age, 2,000 years after Christ, after there have been so many martyrs, people who have witnessed and died for the faith, it's good to remember that. We are his witnesses to the end, to Christ and what he has done. And on my notes there, my copy of the sermon notes, I have circled right there, "You will be my witnesses." I've circled "my." We belong to Christ. We're witnesses of him that he has sent, but we're also witnesses to him. And he knows that it's not us that save people. It's not my goodness or my strength or my power. It's his goodness and his strength and his power. We're witnesses to him, and we belong to him, and we point to him both. That can take the fear of witnessing away, because we're not witnessing about ourselves. We're witnessing to Christ and about him. And in him, there is no fear, because he is over all. And that's the comfort we can tell others as well. He is over all. Don't be afraid. He's died and risen for your sins. He gives life. Even in the midst of this illness, even in the midst of this tragedy, Christ gives life and he is over all. That is what his ascension is about. Even though he's left us bodily, he has not left us. He has sent us the Holy Spirit. He opens our minds to his word. He has control of all things, taking care of us. We pray. Dear Lord Jesus Christ, take away our fears. Open our minds to your word. Make us to be good witnesses to you. Give us trust and confidence in you in all things. In your name we pray, amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, amen. We sing the hymn, "How Sweet the Name of Jesus Sounds," 5-2-4.
soothes our sorrows, heals our wounds, and drives away our fear. It makes the wounded spirit whole and calms the heart's unrest. 'Tis manna to the hungry soul and to the weary rest. Dear name, the rock on which I build my shield and hiding place, my never-failing treasury filled with boundless stores of grace. O Jesus, shepherd, guardian, friend, my prophet, priest, and king, my Lord, my life, my way, my end, accept the praise I bring. How weak the effort of my heart, how cold my warmest thought, but when I see thee as thou art, I'll praise thee as I ought. Till then I would thy love proclaim with every fleeting breath, and may the music of thy name refresh my soul in death.
The congregation is invited to stand as we confess our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. Just a reminder that the Apostles' Creed is an ancient creed of the Church Universal. We have an early form of the creed used in the church in Rome in 150 AD, and so it was used, an early form of it was used then and earlier. And so when we confess this creed, we are confessing with all the Christians that have gone before, that believe in Christ, that had their minds open to the Scripture, and that are with Him. We confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. We pray the prayer of Zion Lutheran Church. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
In praise of our King, who has gone up with a shout and the sound of a trumpet, ascended in triumph, and is seated at God's right hand, that we would ever rejoice and live in the truth of his victory for us, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the proclamation of the Church as she goes into all the world, and to the whole creation with the gospel, that many may believe, be baptized, and be saved. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the Holy Church here and scattered throughout the world, that God would send laborers into his harvest. Give steadfast faith to Christians by the preaching of his word and through the holy sacraments. Enliven the love of his saints to bear one another's burdens, and show mercy toward those outside of the church, and quicken us in the hope of eternal life in Christ Jesus. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the homes of God's people, the God who established the ascended Jesus at his right hand would establish him as the companion and consolation of those who live alone, strengthen the love of husbands and wives, and bless parents and children as they gather around his word. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For President Biden, Governor DeWine, and all our leaders, that since Christ will shatter kings when he executes judgment on the nations, they would not act wickedly and earn his wrath, but be blessed with wisdom to govern in accord with his righteous ways. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For Margaret, Charlotte, Carlin, Bill, Gary, Bryston, Keith, Brad, Don, James, Violet, Joe, Kim, Darlene, Andrew, Mary Ellen, Sue, Norm, Tony, Bryce, Mary, Pastor Shiwi, prayers for the family of Pastor Von Berlin, and all who suffer in our midst, that the Lord would deliver them from their sickness of body or mind or any other power of the enemy. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
O Lord, Heavenly Father, we gratefully remember the sufferings and death of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, for our salvation. Rejoicing in his victorious resurrection from the dead, we draw strength from his resurrection before you, where he ever stands for us as his own high priest. Gather us together from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. For to you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We speak, pray the evening prayer. I thank you, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have graciously kept me this day, and I pray that you would forgive me all my sins where I have done wrong, and graciously keep me this night. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. We pray our Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Almighty and Merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve you.
Amen. Amen.
You're invited to stand or sit for our closing hymn, 919.
Jesus, among us with your grace, that sit and may not harm us, nor we to sin give place. Abide, O dear Redeemer, among us with your word, and thus now joy afford. Abide with
among us, Lord, our strength. Lest world and Satan fail us and overcome at length. Abide, O faithful Savior, among us with your love. Grant steadfastness and help us to reach our